Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi, folks. I'm Jillian Fenner here with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, we are on location, which I've never been on location. You have.
I've taken you on some far-ranging places.
Yes, you have. And we are in Cadillac, Michigan. Let me introduce you to who's here with us, Tom, to talk about what we're going to talk about. This is Roger Bandine, and you are the director of
Veterans Serving Veterans, Inc.
This is a Cadillac community park for everyone. Even though it's Veterans Serving Veterans, it's for everyone, right?
It's for everybody. That's why it's a community park.
Okay. All right, Tom. Well, we're going to look around and this is huge. We're going to find out more about this park, the acreage, and what's going on here. But before we do, why don't, Tom, you have a word of prayer?
Yes. Our great Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for who you are. And Lord, as we go out in the community and we see people who are serving each other, this is veterans serving veterans, but Lord, we want a spirit. You are the greatest servant of all, coming to this earth to die for us. And Lord, help this to be an example to us how we are to treat our fellow men. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about where we're at in Cadillac, Michigan?
Okay. This is a park. It's a little bit out of the country. It's near the Wexford County Airport. That's off of Boone Road. It's where the retail district of a lot of the big box stores are. But you go west across the railroad tracks, past Home Depot, and the first street to the north, to the south is the airport, is 41 Road. And just up a country block, as I like to say, is a wonderful park that has a memorial to various events and veterans throughout the park. And then it also has a large pavilion. It has event parking and 5K races. But Roger's going to tell us a whole much more than that.
Yes, and I understand, Roger, it's called the Cadillac Veterans Community Park.
Cadillac Veterans Serving Veterans Community Park.
Oh.
We're a 501c3 private state of Michigan nonprofit corporation. We're all volunteer. Nobody gets paid in money. They get paid something that's much better than money.
Amen. This is a wonderful facility. We're in the wide open. It happens to be a beautiful sunny day today. But tell us, what is the purpose of this particular park?
Well, the purpose of the park is to provide a place of peace, physical and mental peace for our veterans in our community. And everything that we add out here, we do that with that in mind. And it's open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because you never know when somebody has a need.
So how many acres is located here?
We have 57 acres in the park proper, and then we have a 5-acre cemetery up next to Herring Township Cemetery. So 62 acres total.
Now tell our listeners what I gave a broad outline of what's on this park, but you know it intimately much more than I do. Let's start with, when did this become an idea, and when did the first shovel of dirt be turned?
Well, I used to volunteer at these special events like tight lines for troops and walleyes for warriors and pheasant hunts for veterans. And after you go to a few of those, you see how impactful it is on the veterans. And I thought, those are wonderful one-day events, but PTSD is not on a clock. And so we felt we needed to have a place where veterans could come any day of the year, any time of day. And so this park was founded back in 2015. We had the community come out. We have shovels. Everybody had a shovel, and we threw the first loads of shovel dirt, if you will, to start the park off 10 years ago.
So I have a question, because it's veterans serving veterans. And we've already established it's for the community, so you don't have to be a veteran, but you are a veteran, correct?
I am. I'm a veteran of the Air Force during the Vietnam era, and then the veteran of the Army in the post-war career.
Tell our listeners about veterans serving veterans. There's something meaning in that three-word phrase.
Well, we have veterans that served in different capacities in different ways. And so the letters are blue, red, and purple. So the blue stands for the blue-blooded veterans that came home whole, so to speak. The S in red stands for the veterans that lost their lives or are disabled in some capacity. And the V, the purple V, stands for those veterans that were wounded in battle. And so the serving part means that we serve our fellow veterans, not just when we work together in the field, but after they get out. I mean, some of these invisible wounds persist and need attention. And so we provide various programs and services out here to help our PTSD veteran community.
And as I've heard from the past, that veterans almost have a code or an ethic, and they don't want a handout.
No, that's part of our training, Tom. And they're very proud, very independent. It's always no excuse, sir, if something didn't happen, it was my fault. And so we have a food pantry here that feeds 120 veterans the second and fourth Tuesday from 11 to 12. And we have 30 to 40 of those veterans who don't have the resources to come to the park to get their food. So we deliver the food to them, regardless of their resources or where they're at. This year, we'll approach $300,000 in food that we have donated to our fellow veterans.
So when is this again, the second and fourth?
Second and fourth Thursday from 11 to 12 o'clock.
Okay, so if they have transportation, they can come out here to pick it up.
Yeah, as long as they have a DD-214 and were honorably discharged, they're eligible for food.
Let's talk about this park and its development. Its overall size is somewhere around 50 to 60 acres.
The park proper is 57 acres. My wife and I purchased a 40-acre parcel, and we're going to develop it, and then God spoke to us. And with the remaining 33 we had, we donated that to Veterans Serving Veterans, Inc. for the park. And we actually bought back two of the pieces that we donated. And so we've also added on some pieces. You know, Ed Ted Houghton donated a 7-acre parcel, which serves as our 7-acre parking lot. We wouldn't be able to hold events like we do without that parking lot. Greg Skierback from Eichenhout donated a 2-acre piece, which is where the buses park. And we picked up a 10-acre piece that used to belong to the house over here that the park purchased. And so that got us to our 57 acres.
Now, you alluded to events, and how many people do you serve at these events, and what type of events do you have here?
Well, our biggest events are our cross-country meets for the home course for Cadillac High School and Madden High School cross-country teams. We have the premier course, 5K course in the state of Michigan, not defined by us, but defined by the meet officials, based upon how beautiful it is, how fast it is, and how spectator-friendly it is. And so this year we'll bring between 30 and 40,000 runners and spectators to the park to run in these events. We do charge $10 a car for parking. That's part of our fundraising that we have.
Make this this park sustainable.
Yes, we don't receive any money from our government, whether local, state, or federal. So we're all donation-based.
We understand, being a nonprofit radio station, we don't accept advertising or, you know, government money. It's all donor based. And that's what this park is.
It is. We people drop off their cans and bottles. We get cans and bottles donated from Mitchell State Park. We just have gone over $71,000 in return monies from those cans and bottles that
Amen.
He has so generously donated.
I think it's amazing. This park and its development over the years. So we have a large pavilion over here that shelters from the rain and from the direct sun. Plus, it has bathroom facilities. Tell our listeners a little bit about its dimensions and those who helped make it possible. The impossible dream, you might say. But it wasn't impossible to you.
Well, I said the community and veterans have made the impossible possible. And so the pavilion is actually 80 yards long when you include the bathroom building. We have about 8,000 square feet of covered space. We have three beautiful bathrooms with epoxy walls and floors and cedar ceilings, one for women, one for men, and then for the family bathroom in the middle. We have a mechanical room in the backside that houses a lot of the things that are necessary when we hold events in the pavilion. We've hosted the farmers market out here on Saturdays for the last 2 years. This year, we've also opened it to vendors looking for a home for their Tuesday and Friday market opportunities. We rent the pavilion out. We used to charge $10 a table, which isn't a whole lot, which is great because we want people to enjoy it for things like open houses or receptions or ham radio operator meetings or veterans groups. There's a myriad of different groups that take advantage of this. And again, that's a way we make money. And all the money that we put in, that we get, goes back into the park. And so it's all reinvested.
So a question I have about the people wanting to have an event, who do they contact or how do they get a hold of you? And I'm assuming you have a website, phone number.
Yeah, we have a webpage, veteransservingveterans.org. And we have several social media pages. They all start with Cadillac Vet Serving Vets. It could be Cadillac Vet Serving Vets Park, Cadillac Vet Serving Vets Farmers Market, or just Cadillac Vet Serving Vets. And so we have a presence on social media to get the word out for our different events. We also sometimes are blessed with radio and TV advertising. Adam Bartlemy has been very supportive, as has the Cadillac Evening News.
And Adam's with 9 and 10 News?
Adam's with 9 and 10 News.
Okay. And so if somebody wants to have an event, who do they contact? How do they contact?
Well, they can contact me, Roger Bandine, 231-468-9611. Now, we're also a drug and alcohol-free park.
That just completely blew me away when you told me that in my first visit. Why is that important, and why is that important to you?
Well, especially important to me, I was adopted out of an alcoholic abusive situation. That's God's best gift to me. My adopted mom and dad were amazing. And really, they're my role models that I pattern my life after. They served in the church. They served in the community. We always felt safe, had shelter, had food, and a loving environment.
And you shared with me that you were one of five?
One of ten.
One of ten. But those who were not opted out or stayed behind did not have the same privileges that you did.
I didn't fare quite as well in terms of their opportunities they had in life. I do think that rearing children, you need to have a good role model. And unfortunately, some of them didn't have the best role models growing up.
Now, you mentioned about alcohol and veterans. There's a reason why this park has no alcohol. It's banned.
Yeah, well, alcohol is a depressant, and it's not good for our PTSD vets who are already depressed. And so we have an environment out here where you can get high off of helping your fellow man and serving your fellow veterans in your community. There's a lot of way to release those positive brain chemicals, and that's what you want to do.
And the thing that stuck with me is you said that alcohol is not the vet's friend or something to that.
No, right? No. That does not help you cure your PTSD.
Well, the Bible mentions that it's not good for us. You know, it's Proverbs talks about alcohol.
Stings like a viper.
Yeah, stings like a viper.
Yeah, we want to have create a good family atmosphere out here. And I don't think you do that when you have in the presence of alcohol.
Now, we've just talked about the frontage of this. You come in the park, the main drive, the pavilion is on your left. It's quite impressive from the road. You have three flags. Is there a story behind the flags and the stonework and the...
Yeah, we were blessed to have a Home Depot regional work day, and they brought 100 volunteers out here. We worked 8 hours. Amen. We had 800 volunteer hours in one day. And that day, we built that rock wall. We put the flags up front and back. I mean, they pruned trees. They built fences. It's amazing the work we got accomplished in that one day.
Well, that many volunteers, it would help.
What a gift, yes.
Now, there are two other buildings besides the pavilion. Explain those to our listeners.
The one that's closest to the pavilion is our welcome center. It doubles as our food pantry because we don't have any other space. It also doubles as a meeting place for our different organizations, our board, our Veterans Serving Veterans, Inc. Board of Directors, the Disabled Veterans Group, the Honor Guard Group. We also use it to entertain our Hope Network volunteers and have parties for them. It basically is a multifunctional building. Now, the building that's to the south of that and behind is our maintenance building. That's, for example, where we built these 105 picnic tables, memorial picnic tables, to honor our veterans in our community. We sold those tables for $50 each.
That was pretty cheap, let me tell you, folks.
Yeah. So the reason we did that is because $50 is a lot of money to some people.
It is.
So we didn't want to take that out of reach for those less fortunate folks and whose need to honor their loved ones in a special way was available to them. Home Depot paid for all the table legs and the lumber, and we had, I don't know, hundreds of volunteers that came out and sanded and painted and varnished those tables. And what a blessing.
absolutely.
They're beautiful picnic tables.
They are. The buildings are roughly, I'm guessing, 40, 50 feet wide by.
They're 1,600 square feet,
okay,
footprint, but we have an administrative office upstairs in the Welcome Center, so it's about 1,800 square feet.
So I'm, you know, we're out here looking at the building, and I think that sign right by the front door says welcome.
It does.
Okay. Now, are there certain hours that it's open for people to be able to, besides the, on Tuesday, the second and fourth Tuesday to, you know, for the veterans to get food, are there other hours?
We don't have it open on any regular schedule. Depends on if we're out here working or not. There's always somebody out here doing something. And everybody has a key code, and they can get into the building at any time. So
let's talk. We're standing right here by another large, large stone. It's as we're starting to enter the park, just before we go to the memorial, that huge stone, which is, I'm 6 foot, and it's another 3 feet above me easily, setting up there. It was a stumbling block or kind of in the way, but kind of a, just like the stone the builder rejected. Share that.
Well, and Nancy, my wife and I bought the property. There was a little two-track that came in, and that stone was right in the middle of the road.
Laying flat in the road?
Laying flat in the road.
How high did it sit?
Well, that rock is probably...
About 2 feet thick.
2 to 3 feet thick, and it's probably 7 to 8 feet, you know, wide. And so it took up a good part of the entry road, and
cursed it.
Well, I didn't curse it, but I'm thinking, you know, it took me 6 months to figure out what God wanted me to do with that rock, and I'm surprised he didn't fire me and get somebody who's a little smarter along the way, because 6 months later, I finally figured out that rock needs to be put up with God Bless America on one side and God Bless Our Veterans on the other side to honor him and to honor our veterans in our country.
Amen.
And there's a beautiful flower bed, and then it has two layers of rocks that surround it. Flowers are planted beautifully in there in season, and then this large rock towers above it.
Well, and it's like we took a picture. So it's a great place to come and take a picture, especially in the summer when all those flowers and the rocks that are surrounding it are just the right size to sit down on.
You know, when we finish a volunteer day or start a volunteer day out here with, let's say, a youth group from a church or with the faculty from St. Anne's or whatever, we do hold hands and pray around the rock.
Amen.
What a centerpiece here.
Yes.
Now tell us about the park. The Memorial Park, how many stones or memorials, are they all granite, cut granite, or would describe them to me?
Well, Nancy and Dave DeVore donated 16 30-ton truckloads of rocks from their farm out on 115, and that really has set the tone in the park. I tell people, you know, our veterans have done some amazing things, probably arguably more for our country than any other group.
Amen.
And so they've been the rock of our country, so there's a connections. So we don't have signage on anything other than rocks out here. So it symbolizes them being the rock of our country for all these years. So yes, we have granite rocks out here engraved for signage, for numbers on the starting wall, for the mile markers on the 5K course, for the beautiful entry rock, our God Bless America, God Bless Our Veterans rock, or the rock behind the American flag up front says One Nation Under God. We recognize different veterans and different families in separate ways. We have Chris Egley's rock out here. He's well known in the community. His dad, Bob, was shot through the eye in Vietnam and retained all his faculties, which is a miracle. So we honor Chris out here. He was shot by an illegal alien down in Monument National Park, I believe. And so we also have a picnic pad up there next to his rock, 20 by 12, and we're going to build a pavilion in his honoring memory. So we'd like to honor different people in different ways in the park.
Rock can be a foundation, but being married to a farmer, farmers don't like rocks in their field.
Nor do the kids like to go out and get the rocks out of the field every spring.
Yes.
Well, good. Is there any other points before we, I think in the next section, we might take a drive around the park with Roger escorting us?
Right. We need to take a break, folks, but stay tuned. We will be right back more and talk with Roger Bandine and the Veterans Serving Veterans.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hi, folks. I'm Jalene Fenner with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And we happen to be in a vehicle, Tom. We're going to do a little tour, that's right, with Roger Bandine, who is with the Veterans Serving Veterans in the Cadillac, Michigan area. And we are at the Cadillac Community Veterans Park that is for everybody, not just veterans. So, Roger, you're taking us for a ride.
We're going to go on a tour of the park, Jalene.
Okay, so we're leaving where the pavilion is. It's just a beautiful facility. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Because it was volunteers that built it, and you said it's over 8,000 square feet underneath, you know. So it's protected from the sun and the rain, and it's got beautiful wood. So what's its value?
We probably have out-of-pocket $160,000, but it probably would have cost close to $1 million to construct that.
I believe it.
We were blessed with donations and volunteers. It took us 2 years to build that building. And it's special. And people say, well, is it pretty incredible? And it is pretty incredible. But our veterans have done some pretty incredible things for our country as well.
So now we're going to be driving around the park, which total 57 acres, you told us. And so you want to start describing what we're seeing. And I understand there's some memorials back here.
We are on a two-track, which is our construction road. And on our left, we have two memorials. We have one for the Forgotten War, or the Korean War. And then Colonel Bill Ewald, who was a Vietnam veteran, served 18 months in the Highlands where the fiercest fighting took place, is in charge of our Vietnam memorial. And to our knowledge, it's the only one like this in the entire country. It's actually geographically and topographically correct to scale. And Bill has picked out 13 to 15 sites that he thinks are important, be they cities or battles. And there's going to be a sidewalk and a curb that goes around the whole country. And these different cities and battle sites of importance will have a granite column, 8x8, with two polished sides that will be engraved with the name of the battle or the city. And there will eventually be a QR code that people be able to scan on their phone for a walking tour to understand why Bill selected these different sites as important. And so Bill will actually be the one doing the talking on this. He is a veritable encyclopedia of knowledge, and we don't ever want to forget our history and our past, because exactly, if you don't remember it, you're going to repeat it.
That's right. And so where's Bill from?
Bill's actually from Cadillac.
Really?
And I believe his dad, believe it or not, started the Green Berets in the Army.
The Green Berets,
yeah.
No, Cadillac is a very patriotic town. When I first moved here in 2016, they said, you have to go to the Veterans Day memorial at the high school. And I was just amazed. You have high school, many of them are seniors, but all levels of that showing respect to our country. It was an amazing experience.
Yes, you know, a lot of our high school cross-country runners, student-athletes, actually have sweat equity in the park. They've helped clear the park of rocks and debris where they run. They built walls out here to define straightaways and curves. And so they have taken ownership of this course out here. And it's pretty special when the community, non-veterans, do that. And yes, we're from a very patriotic, very Christian community. I don't think this happens in maybe some other communities around the country. Cadillac's a pretty special place with a lot of special people.
So let me ask you about there's going to be the 5K layout.
Well, we have arguably the best 5K course in the state of Michigan.
not a claim by us, but by the meat officials who come out here. The course opened in 2021, and the meat official came out, and same guy said, well, this is a pretty special place. This could be the best course in the state of Michigan. And in 2022, he came out and said, I think this is the best course in the state. 2023, he comes out, he said, this could be the best course in the Midwest. And that's really a tribute to the thousands of volunteer hours it took. I mean, we had 40 burn piles out here of trees and bushes and whatnot. It took us 2 years just to clear the 5K course and get it so that it was usable or runnable. And then plus we had to clear about 25 to 30 acres before that, before we could even start the 5K course. So the first 3, 4, 5 years, we're just clearing the property. And that's quite a feat. So where you see, look in the distance where you see where the trees are, the whole park used to look like that. And that gives you an idea of the magnitude of this effort. And it's both veteran and non-veteran community volunteers that have made that happen. It's a pretty special relationship.
So many of these are mature trees that are 50 feet high. And so that was a major, major task.
Yeah, and the benefit of that, Tom, is that the wood that we cut down then ended up going to veterans to heat their houses.
Amen.
So I don't know how many hundred cords of wood that we gave away.
So the question regarding the 5K layout, and anybody could come out and either run it or maybe walk it anytime they want?
We have a lot of community members and veterans that come out and walk the park at various times of day. And great exercise. We have mile markers out here so you know how far you've walked if you don't have one of those special watches that tell you how many steps you take. And that's the beauty. The park is open all the time for anybody. And Jim Morgan, who is a landscape architect down in Grand Rapids, his son was a state finalist in cross country. So it was Jim's dream to design this course. And the reason it's so spectator friendly and so beautiful is because of Jim's vision of a course that he always thought that he would like to have the opportunity to design. So Jim's been a blessing in that regard.
Kind of like a Jack Nicklaus course. Huh?
It is. It's a Jim Morgan course.
So why don't we move on to another one of these memorials? What would be the next one we'll visit?
We're going to go to the Paul McMullen Memorial. Paul was a Coast Guard veteran. He was also an Olympic miler from Cadillac. He died tragically in an accident, ski accident at Cabre Fay a few years ago. And he was a great sponsor of different running groups around the state and country, and a great role model and a great example of what consistently being disciplined is all about. He had a God-given talent, and he consistently worked on that to improve it to the point where he represented our nation in the Olympics.
That's what I was going to say. He was in the Olympics.
Yes.
What is this? We're coming up to another standing rock with two benches, and I see it looks like a bell.
Yeah, this is, the rock is for Paul McMullen. It says, finish for Paul. Paul McMullen, 1996, Cadillac Olympian, born 1972, deceased 2021, U.S. Coast Guard veteran. And so the bell you see to the south of Paul's rock is a bell that the runners ring if they have a personal best or personal record after the race. And that's kind of contagious. I mean, one runner rings that, and of course, everybody wants to be able to ring the bell, and so they run their hardest and run their best. So it's a little bit of incentive for the runners to do that. The benches next to the Paul's Rock were part of an Eagle Scout project. The names on those benches are in honor and memory of different veterans who have died defending our country. And there are 7 such benches throughout the park.
Now, who did the benches?
Yeah, the Eagle Scout candidate. In fulfillment of his Eagle Scout requirement. Now, the Eagle Scouts don't actually do the work. Their job is to organize, you know, and get the materials and kind of be the overseer of the project. So it's not them personally producing the project. It's them. It's a way of them to learn management skills and resource skills. On our right, we have a barrel pit.
That's just an area where you took out material to do something else.
That's where we got our sand for all our building foundations. And eventually this barrel pit will expand to fill this field with a 5-acre pond.
This is big enough to have a football field on.
Yes, 2 football fields.
2 football fields, okay.
And the excavations will be placed to the south of this meadow or this field. And that will be an amphitheater eventually, we hope, that will host outdoor concerts. And everybody loves an outdoor concert. So we've tried to put things in the park that appeal to different groups and varieties of people. You know, everybody loves, who doesn't love a rock wall?
Yes.
Who doesn't love an outdoor Christian concert? I mean, who doesn't love a pavilion with a picnic with your loved ones and friends? I mean, who doesn't love walking with your friends out here in a beautiful wooded pathway in the park? So
this is, folks, you can't see it, but if you live near Cadillac, you need to come and check this out, because this is just a wonderful facility. It's veterans serving veterans, but it's for the whole community, not just the veterans. This is wonderful, Roger.
You know, Jelaine, our family is coming up for the color tour, and I've just decided during the second time I've been through this facility, this is one of the stops on when they visit us here in Cadillac.
So on our left now, we actually have our three-mile marker rock with Dwayne Briggs' name on it. He's a disabled veteran. Dwayne probably planted half these trees himself out here as a disabled veteran on his hands and knees.
Hands and knees.
And he was in Vietnam from 1965 to 1966. Yep. So this is the three-mile marker when you're running the 5K.
And so our veterans all hate war. They've seen it, smelled it, tasted it. But they are some of our most patriotic and God-loving people when they in the community. And now we're coming up to a place called Military Corners. And so we have three turns that go into the woods. Then a lead rock in the order of the founding of the branch of service. And so is the Army, and then the Navy, and then the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and the Space Force. So we call this Military Corners.
Even the Space Force, that's wonderful.
So,
and it's interesting that these stone walls remind me of some of the scenes that have been depicted of the Civil War, that some of these battles were fought between these mounds and these fence rows of stones.
I will share a picture with you later on out here in the fog one morning. It looks like Gettysburg. And so these rock walls were intentionally built out here to represent that revolutionary time in our country's history as a reminder of where we came from and how we got here.
And I see picnic tables along the course, inside the course.
Those picnic tables are going to be used by the spectators this Saturday when we have our Cadillac High School Salute to Service Invitation, where we have 50 teams that come out to the park. And the food vendors will be to the east of them, and then the people will get their food and they'll sit around these tables and enjoy the food from our food vendors. And it gives people a chance to rest their legs as well.
Over to our right here is a amazing row of rocks, and there is numbers on this rock, and this is a very significant touch point for many veterans.
We started out with 19 starting boxes, and we added a zero for a special reason I'll share with the audience in a minute. And then we affiliated with a group called 22 to None. You can see the rock there in 22. That's a group. We lose 22 veterans a day to suicide. And so you won't see any of the course that starts with the number zero. But this course, that's symbolic, the 22 to None. So the goal is to reduce suicide numbers, you know, 22 to 21 to 20, eventually hopefully get to none. It's pretty sad. Our veterans, one of the reasons we built the park is the transition program out of the military is very difficult for veterans. I mean, one day they're in the battlefield, the next day they're in civilian life. And so very, very difficult to transition out. And so when you're in the service, your buddies in the battlefield, you are closer to them than you are your family, because your life depends on them and their life depends on you. So this park has put that military family back together. And they're now, again, a part of something bigger than themselves. And they continue to serve God and the country in a special way.
Yeah, this is just amazing.
So all these are granite stones. We did pick out different rocks for geology. If any geology teacher wanted to come out here and teach his kids about the different rocks, they could do that right here in the starting wall. We actually have a special rock that we found when rocks are formed. All these granite rocks were molten, were liquid at one time. And there was gas that was being created, and then so some gas bubbles. So we found a special rock up here that had a very symmetrical round spot in it, and that it's actually a bird bath that's in the wall. And so that's pretty special.
Right here. It's by starting block number 2.
Yes, between 2 and 3. That's pretty special. So we have over 3/4 miles of rock walls out here. This is my favorite flagpole out here because the rocks kind of wrap their arms around that flagpole.
So any teachers out there, you should bring your students out here and do some outdoor ed.
Yeah, on the way past the memorials, we pass a special place called Monarch Meadow. We have, for whatever reason, we have all these milkweed plants that seem to like to grow in that special part of that big field that will, most of which will eventually turn into a pond. And the elementary school kids come out and they harvest the monarch caterpillars and they raise them in captivity. The caterpillars don't have to fight off the aphids and the other things, natural enemies, so they actually raise more butterflies that way than would happen actually out in nature. And then they will tag those butterflies and release those butterflies as part of an international tagging program. That's pretty special.
Amen.
Well, Jelaine, why don't we take a break right here, and then we'll resume with our tour of the Veterans Serving Veterans Park here in Cadillac, Michigan. We'll be right back.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. We thank you and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
Hello, this is Tom with Measure with Jelaine Fenner with Strong Tower Radio on location. We're at the Veterans Serving Veterans Community Park here. We have Roger is leading us on this tour. Roger, right up ahead of us is a stone representing an Indian trail. Can you give the history of that?
We had one of our community members contact us. He had these old maps that were measured with off of trees and with chains and whatnot. And we came out here and we marked where the trail crossed the center of the park, Native American Trail. That's one of the reasons we have all these diverse plantings out here. They were part of their culture and part of their livelihood.
They had an agriculture rather than only gathering and hunting.
What Indian tribe?
I don't know that question.
We don't know that, okay.
For sure. They were a Wa Indian of sorts. I don't know, the Ojibwa, the Ottawa, but they are a Wa Indian tribe. And we've got Juneberries, elderberries, pincherries, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. I mean, we've got berries I don't even know what they are out here. And so there's a bunch of different berries out here, and we have a bunch of different medicinal plants, and a plant in particular they use the seeds from to fish. They would throw in the water, and the fish would float up to the surface, and they would harvest the fish that way. So I've learned a lot from the different people in the community that know about these plants and these practices. It would be nice someday to have an interpretive walking tour out here to explain all that. It's taken me years to learn that out here.
Well, it's taking years to continue to develop the park, so and it's never like...
Will it be finished?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Tom, that's a leading question. I know it was. The answer always is it will never be finished or it will lose its purpose. Its purpose is to bring the community together and keep people busy in God's name. And
so you're saying when the people are working together, it's the journey that is more important than the end of the journey?
It's the destination is not important, it's the journey. I tell people the bigger the foundation, the bigger the pyramid, and we're building the foundation out here every day. And that's why the park is so special. The foundation keeps growing, and the pyramid of the building keeps getting bigger.
Where does Roger leave off and the park begin?
Yeah, we're pretty special. We're coming up on Ed Ted Houghton's rock over here. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran. Call him a JAG. That's a Judge Advocate General. That's a military way of saying lawyer or attorney. Ed donated 7 acres out here, and if we didn't have these 7 acres that he donated, as well as Ed Skierbeck from Eichenhout donating the two on your right, we wouldn't be able to host these large events. So they saw what we were doing, they believed in what we were doing, and they supported it in a pretty special way. These fences you see, these split rail fences, those are put up by Eagle Scouts. It's Eagle Scouts project, and they're put up by the Michigan Airstream Club. Michigan Airstream Club comes out every year. This year they built 270 feet of split rail fences. They planted the rocks around our beautiful flag display on the east side. They painted our volunteer and our donor boards. And that's been a special relationship. They pay so much a night to stay in the park and access our facilities. We use all that money then to buy the materials that they volunteer them to erect in the park. That's pretty special.
It's so sustainable. That's what I hear about the activities as you include the community. It's a symbiotic relationship that will help sustain it. It's not a one and done, but this park has a revenue stream because of the structures of these events. How many parking spaces can you park out? How many vehicles can you park out here?
We have enough space to accommodate 4,000 to 5,000 people.
So amazing.
You can park well over 1,000 cars out here. Part of our revenue, part of the way we make money, is to charge $10 a car for the, for example, the cross-country events. Every dollar we make out here is reinvested in the park.
So they're not just paying for parking. They're making a donation.
Yes. Yes. This is Ken Joint's rock. On our left here, 400 meters ago rock, the cross-country teams asked that we put that quarter-mile marker in there. Ken Joint's children, Paul Keller and his son Russell Keller, came out here with their farm equipment and helped define the one quarter mile straightaway we have in the start. The only course that has a quarter mile straightaway in the start and an eighth mile straightaway in the finish. And they brought their farm equipment out here in the park, and they only asked that we honor Ken, Paul's stepfather, for that donation. And we honor all our donors who give us more than $1,000 in cash or gifts in kind on our donor wall. We have 140 donors on our donor wall. We have over 50 volunteers that have donated thousands and thousands of hours out here in the park. We have the start area. It's pretty special.
That start area, which is several hundred feet wide, and then it necks down as people start establishing their position in the race.
They do. That's part of the strategy. It narrows down, and you better have your position solidified going into what we call Pete's Passage.
Which is where we're back there is a couple hundred feet wide. Now it's about 80 feet wide, and it looks like it gets smaller. We're in the straightaway right now, that quarter mile.
Yes, and we're going to take a journey through Pete's Passage and tell you a little story about that. I had spoke at St. Anne's Church several years ago on Veterans Day, and John Peterson, Pete's son, was in the audience. And he heard after we built our maintenance building that we needed a heating system for the building. So John donated the radiant heat system, all of the labor and the materials for that.
Amen.
Wonderful. And then it's probably several months later, he said, Roger, I've got this beautiful pudding stone rock. I'd love to have that rock engraved to honor my father, who's a Vietnam veteran. So Pete brought that rock out, and we're going to come up on that shortly. And we had it engraved. It's called Pete's Passage, Peter Peterson, Vietnam, 1965-1967. And one Sunday after church, the 30 or 40 of the Peterson clan came out here. Everybody knew about the rock except Peter. So as we turned the corner into the woods, Peter thought he was just on a nice family walk. Peter saw the rock. He broke down.
Amen.
Now, this is part of the
5K
course. Okay.
Yeah, there's Pete's rock.
There it is. It's almost 3 feet high and about 2.5 or 3 feet wide. And he couldn't miss that rock.
No. And so this is called Peter's Passage.
Yeah, well, because it was very narrow there. Yeah. Yes.
So now it narrows down, and you better have your position solidified. And then Teresa Franklin, who you met a short while ago, her husband's father, and right ahead is John A. Franklin's rock. So Teresa did this as a surprise to her.
To her husband. That's right. Yeah.
This is one of the most beautiful parts of the course.
Oh, wow. It gets even narrower and narrower.
Out here in the morning with the sun coming through the trees is pretty special. And so some of the cross-country coaches thought it narrowed down too quick. This is part of the strategy of the course. It's kind of like life. You think you're on the highway to the happiness, and all of a sudden the unexpected occurs.
Yeah, that's right.
Life happens, and it narrows down, and everything changes. So this is kind of a life lesson.
And this is just beautiful.
I almost feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's as wide as the mirrors on this vehicle.
Yeah, special place for wildlife. We've got deer, we've got turkeys, we've got grouse, we've got rabbits, we've got foxes. We have all sorts of birds and rabbits and hawks and owls. And if you're fortunate when you're out here walking, you'll be able to enjoy some of God's creatures.
And definitely a forest trail.
It is. It's, now you can see why this has been acclaimed one of the most beautiful courses in the state of Michigan. And it's amazing.
It's not on a city street. It's not on a city sidewalk. It's cross country.
I wrote a Christian song called "Come Walk with Me," and the lyrics go, "Come walk with me. Come take my hand. Everything you see was made by my hand."
Ooh.
And that's kind of what you see out here today.
A beautiful cross country course, though. Just gorgeous.
It has so much interest to it. I mean, you don't know what's around the next bend.
Well, you got blackberry and raspberry bushes on the left, and you're going to pretty soon have blueberry bushes and huckleberry plants on the right. And we're coming up to a special place where we honor Chris Egley. Chris was the son of Bob and Bonnie Egley. He was tragically lost his life. Chasing an illegal alien down in Monument Park, he was shot. And so Chris was an Eagle Scout, and the rock we picked out is in the shape of an arrowhead because the scout troop he came from, that was their symbol. Chris's Corner, Chris Egley National Park Ranger, 1973 to 2002.
Yes, this made national news.
Yes, and we have over on the right, you can see there's a pad, a 20-foot by 12-foot concrete pad that will put up a picnic shelter in his name. His father, Bob, was a Vietnam hero, shot in the eye, and amazing, amazing man.
Well, folks, because we have folks that listen all over, because we are streaming, as well as we have 25 stations around Michigan and Illinois. If you're ever in northern Michigan, northwest Michigan, you got to come to Cadillac and check this out. This is wonderful, Roger.
We have a special field coming up. We cleared for the Eagle Scouts. They want to have a place where they can camp and cook and get the different badges that they need to go to the next level. And so we have a 5-acre meadow over here. The MSU 4-H Extension is going to have a family organization gathering out here on the right.
Wow.
We've got a fern ring. We've got picnic tables. And so people can come out. They need to let us know and use this area in the park free of charge.
Wow.
So who do they contact?
Well, they contact me. Roger Bandine at 231-468-9611.
And it's free of charge.
That meadow is free of charge.
You know, Roger, we're coming close when we're recording this to the color season. I could just imagine anybody running this race during color season. That just must be the highlight.
We have some of the most beautiful colors in the country, in North America, around Cadillac, and the park is part of that. And it is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful yellows noted for this area, but the reds accent greatly.
We've got the hardwood and softwood maples that turn red and orange. As we come up now, we're coming up to an area where the park veterans and volunteers dismantled the Octagon building, which was a 4,400 square foot iconic building that was built in the early 1900s, which was the centerpiece of the fairs and the 4-H programs. And so we have all the walls stacked up, and we have the cupola stacked up. And hopefully we'll get the financial to help put that back up. Our hope is it will be a Four Seasons venue for the community. Cost $30,000 to dismantle it. It's going to take probably $500,000 to erect it and put it up and put it into use.
It was a beautiful building.
And so we have this on 3D CAD. I have an architect friend and a structural engineer friend. And we've actually designed it so we get rid of all the interior poles so it's all open. It's all open venue. And
almost better than when it was first constructed.
So it'll be, yes, it'll hopefully it'll go back up. It'll be the same shape, same size. And then out the back, it'll be raised up about 10 feet here when it eventually goes up. We'll have about a 12 to 1,500 square foot outdoor patio extending out from that. So it'll be a great venue for different community events, wedding receptions or community events.
You know, Roger, the first time when I came, or maybe as I went through the years, have passed through Cadillac, you'd look at that octagon building and it's stellar. It's just arresting your attention, the architecture and the dormers, the eight dormers that it has. And it's just, you say that was something, and it will be one day.
A lot of people's grandparents helped build that building. And there are octagon buildings all over the country. This is one of the special ones. And so on our left here, we have our Bluebird houses. We have a Bluebird program here that's connected to the Audubon Club at the high school. And so they come out and help us with that.
Lots of volunteers to make this work.
You can see where we store our tables. We have over 105 picnic tables that people have purchased and we have built. It's taken thousands of hours to build those. I mean, that starting wall on the 5K course, there's probably 500 hours of work in building that.
We're just leaving the course right now, the 5K course. But, you know, Jelaine, I think we should leave a little bit of time here to hear that song that Roger has written. Roger, why don't you tell our listeners about how they can engage this amazing park. And we've talked throughout this broadcast, I'm sure many people need to know, want to know, not only to visit the park, but maybe they want to look at something bigger than themselves and leave a legacy for other generations.
We have various signs that Dr. Tom Smith and his wife Peg have purchased that are around the park on the different posts and different places where people could scan the QR code in and make a donation to veterans serving veterans. It will take you to a page called vetservingvets.org, which is our website, vetservingvets.org. And you can make a donation with a credit card at that site. And we always thank people and always acknowledge the donations. And if we do have a Facebook or social media presence, they all start with Cadillac Vets Serving Vets. It could be Cadillac Vets Serving Vets Park, Cadillac Vets Serving Vets Farmers Market, or just Cadillac Vets Serving Vets. And that's where a lot of our volunteer opportunities are advertised. And so that's a way you can engage us. There's always something going on here at the park. There's no shortage of projects, only shortage of volunteers.
And money. That's why we need donations.
And donations. But we've got Dutchman Tree Farm donated over 2,300 trees to the park.
Oh, amen.
And different varieties. We got Black Hill spruce, Austrian pine, white pine, blue spruce, white pine. And we'd someday like to have this be an arboretum as well, with the trees and the plants all identified with scientific engineering names so people can learn about that. So it's vetservingvets.org. And Cadillac Vets Serving Vets and social media. If you just type that in, that'll take you to any one of our pages out here. So if you want to volunteer, you want to donate, that would be amazing. We would appreciate that blessing. And you can feel free to contact me directly if you want at 231-468-9611. Again, that's 231-468-9611.
And on the website, I'm assuming there's a contact us if somebody
send
an email or something.
You can always contact us through Messenger, send a private message through Messenger. And we have two trailers out here if you feel so motivated, you can drop your cans and bottles off out here. We have a special group of volunteers that returns those. And like I said, we're over $71,000 in can and bottle returns. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't have the pavilion.
Yeah.
So we're back to where we started at this wonderful pavilion. We just left the Korean Memorial that we started the journey with. Roger, it's been a blessing to ride with you. Thank you for your service then. Thank you for your service now. Well, for Strong Tower Radio, for Jelaine, and for myself, God bless. Until next time. Bye now.
Bye.
Walk with me, come take my hand. All that you see was made by my hand. Open the doorway that leads you to me. Climb up the staircase and you will see. Today is like a doorway to a room I've never seen, unlocked by inspiration of a never-ending dream. Hope beckons me as I awake. Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for doorways that staircase, and you will see what lies beyond the light of dawn that brings me up to now. It really doesn't matter, 'cause I'll enter anyhow. Quench my soul like the morning dew. Light the pathway that leads me to you. The pathway's clear and the steps hard to take. Climb up the staircase and you will see to a life beyond the doorway that leads to evermore. A place beyond tomorrow where I've never been before. Walk with me, come take my hand. All that you see was made by my hand. Open the doorway that leads you to me. Climb up the staircase.